Tonight, I'd like to read mostly a sequence of poems written for my wife. They all have a particular feeling in relation to Japan, where I've lived for the last 10 years, off and on, making a few trips to America now and then. The land and the gods of the land are very important, and to give these poems a place, I'd like to say a little bit about what Japan is. Japan is a string of volcanic islands off the coast of Asia, which is very unstable, and it's geologically relatively recent, which gives it a particular feeling. Those things are very necessary to feel, I think. Like one time I was driving across Texas with Keith Wilson from Houston to El Paso, and finally it occurred to me what was wrong with Texas. I said, this land is unstable. It's been in and out of the water for the last million years, or the last billion years, actually. And Texas is a genuinely unstable part of the continent. It's been underwater and out of water and underwater and out of water, which gives it a peculiarly unstable feeling, I think. Japan is also unstable, but not in an unpleasant way, in a fiery kind of way. The Japanese islands are a continual battleground between the air masses of the continent and the air masses of the Pacific. And you can actually feel within a space of 12 hours sometimes one mass or the other mass winning. Cold, dry air coming over from Siberia and changing, dropping the temperature 30 degrees and drying everything out. And then a warm, moist, almost subtropical air mass from the Pacific sweeping in and bringing rains and changing it again completely. So that Japan is very much, the elements that make Japan are volcanism and moving air and clouds, shifts of rain and dry. The winter is essentially a victory for Siberia and its dry continental air. The winter is essentially a Pacific victory, and it has the tail ends of the monsoons and has a summer monsoon climate, which makes it possible to grow wet rice. You can only grow wet rice where you have a monsoon climate, the heavy rains all coming during the hot season. And Japan is much farther off the coast of Asia than England is, say, off the coast of Europe. The two countries have sometimes been compared, and in some ways the comparisons are interesting, but it's a much more difficult journey by sea to Japan. And the early voyagers that went there must have had considerable nerve to go that far. One more point about Japan, speaking of voyages. The very first level of population didn't go there in a ship. They probably walked there. At the same time that the Bering was open and dry, Japan was connected to the Chinese mainland at about where Shandong is. And the Okinawan Islands and Taiwan all made apparently a kind of a chain. So that at the same time that the peoples who became the American Indians, or at least one of the early waves of the American Indians, were traveling up north and across the Bering, a band of their brothers took a more southerly route and went out into the Japanese islands. Very possibly the same period of migrations of the early Mongoloid peoples. This sequence is called Regarding Wave. It will be published as a book maybe this spring by the University of Iowa Press, or by the Windhover Press at the University of Iowa. I think it'll just be in a small edition. Regarding Wave is a kind of pun on the name of the Buddhist bodhisattva goddess of compassion, Guanyin, or in Japanese, Kannon. In Sanskrit, Avalokiteshvara. The name means literally regard the sound, and sound is waves. So regarding wave, the reason sound is important is because in this world epic, this present Kalpa, they say that the sense of sound is of all the senses the sense by which it is most possible to achieve enlightenment. Wave. Grooving clamshell, streaked through marble, sweeping down ponderosa pine bark scale, rip-cut tree grain, sand dunes, lava, flow. Wave, wife, woman, whiffman, veiled, vibrating, vague, sawtooth ranges pulsing, veins on the back of the hand, forked out, bird's foot diluvium wash, great dunes rolling, each inch rippled, every grain a wave. Leaning against sand cornices till they blow away. Wind, shake, stiff thorns of choya, ocotillo. Sometimes I get stuck in thickets. Ah, trembling, spreading, radiating wife. Racing zebra, catch me and fling me wide to the dancing grain of things. Of my mind. One gloss on that. The word woman, Old English, whiffman, wave man. The word wife, also whiff. Wife is wave. Woman is wave man. Cognates are veil and vague. The Proto-Indo-European root is vi, which apparently means, as they can figure, vibration, vibrating. So woman is the vibrator.